I have a lot of information to cover. And, you know, every year when I think about doing this session or a session like this, and I think about the folks who are going to be in the room, you know, I look around and I see a lot of very familiar faces, a lot of folks who've been involved in taxation, exposed to non-resilient tax for many, many years, but maybe you don't manage this process at your institution on a day-to-day basis. Maybe you have someone else who manages it. So you might not necessarily be up to speed on all the nitty-gritty details, but yet at some point you may have had some background in the basics. So trying to think about what is the appropriate level of discussion for this group is a little bit difficult. So every year, I kind of struggle with do a basic session, do a more intensive session, do a focus session. So this year, what I decided to do was to presume, and perhaps it's a big presumption, that all of you have a good base of understanding of non-resilient tax. And if you don't, sorry, hang on. You're going to have to catch up. So what we're going to be doing today is focusing in on some of the ways that you don't have to withhold on payments that you make to those entities or individuals who we call non-resident aliens. And so just to get us up to speed, I just want to remind us what the general rule of non-resident alien tax is. And you know, the non-resident alien tax system we find in Section 1441. Section 1441 sets forth the general rule that all withholding agents who make pretty much any payment to an entity or a person who might be called a non-resident alien is required by law to withhold at the time the payment is made. And the statutory rate is 30%.